Everybody, welcome to Cartwheels and Banana Peels, Funny Tales for Women Entrepreneurs. I am JC Cormack, your host, and I am super excited, as always, to be sitting at this virtual kitchen table with my new friends. Well, or not as new. I've known Jana for a little bit. Julie and I are new at each other. So much fun. I'm so excited to have you here with us today. We're going to take a moment to just share who we are and what we do so you know who the heck you're listening to. Then we have some stories for you. Oh my gosh. So let's just kind of kick off. Jana, I got my J's. We're all J's today. Right? So Jana, will you tell us about you just a little bit, please?
Sure. Hello, everybody. Welcome to our funny conversation. I am Jana Nixa, the Authentic Sales Coach. I work with predominantly female entrepreneurs and helping them really learn how to sell their offers so that they can work with more of the clients that they desire to work
with. Love it. Yay. We all need that. All right, Julie, the baton's being passed to you, my dear.
Thank you so much. Hello, everyone. I am Julie Marty Pearson. I am a podcaster and I am a coach for new and aspiring podcasters. I help women take ownership of their unique voice and share their story with the world by launching their own podcast.
I love it. It's kind of what we're doing here.
Right.
All right. So, and I love the hot pink because
thank you.
Even though I'm not super feminine, the pink has just come to be a part of the Cartwheels and Banana Peels brand. I don't know how that happened, y'all. So I am JC Cormack, as I said, obviously the host of Cartwheels and Banana Peels, but also I am your storytelling rebel and story coach, helping women entrepreneurs tell entertaining stories that actually get you the right clients. So let's dive in, though, to our funny stories. You guys, before we even started recording today, we were giggling and laughing at some of the just the chaos of life that was happening before we ever stepped foot on the show. I'm hot. I said I'm going in a Snoopy t-shirt today. I mean, it's just what's going to happen. So, anywho, Jana, will you kick us off? What were you planning on sharing today?
Oh my gosh, I have so many different ones swirling around. And so I kind of landed on this one. So, you know, I mentioned I'm the authentic sales coach and, so I was in the sales world for over 21 years. And one of the first few years I was there, let me set the stage a little bit. So here I am in Southwest Florida, 22 years old. And so let that sink in. So in other words, I was the only person under the age of 60. And but this was like at the height of Sex in the City, right? Mm. So I thought I was star. And so I had all these cute little suits and I'd be walking around and it was 1,000 degrees, but I didn't care because I was cute in my heels. And one day I walked into a Dollar Tree because I needed something and it was right by my next office meeting that I was going to. And I was going to be meeting my manager there. And so I walk in and I'm decked out, right? Carrie Bradshaw. And walking through and on my way out, I notice everybody staring at me. And let me just say, like, I've tamed my ego. Like, I'm in a very different place now. But then I was like, why does everybody stare? I mean, like, don't you? I mean, have you ever seen anybody dress up? You know? And that was kind of the way I walked out of the store. And then as I'm walking, I'm feeling like a little bit of air coming in. And I didn't really think about it. But then as I go to like get in my car, I noticed there was like a lot more room to like make that. And my pants, my suit pants. So, you know how they're like fitted-ish.
Yeah.
Right. So they had split the seam like all the way up. And because I was 22, I was wearing a thong.
Oh my God.
Oh no.
So here I am thinking all this stuff about like, good Lord, why can't people just get over the fact that some people know how to dress? And instead they were looking at my butt cheek hanging out and probably thinking I was high or drunk. Cause I didn't, how could you not know? So that was it. So, you know, to finish it off, I had to go meet my boss. So I had to make something up crazy and like run to like the nearest TJ Maxx or something. Yeah. and like buy new clothes.
Oh my God.
It was one of those moments. I had a lot of moments like that on the road with sales, but
oh,
that
has
to be one of the best. I do
oh,
have
my
another
God.
story for another day though, that it just reminded me of it. So
write it down. Oh, I'm going to give you a pro tip really quick, you guys, which I haven't done in these shows yet, but anyways, give a title to your stories when they pop into your head, when they happen in the moment. I keep a list for my back pocket stories, but they have titles because it will trigger, and so you won't forget it.
I love that.
So anyways, little ninja tip. There you go, guys. All right. Anyways, Julie.
Well, I don't think mine is as shocking as hers as it is funny, but it's actually, so a couple months ago, I went to my first in-person podcast conference called PodFest. And while I was there, something happened that reminded me of a story from childhood that I'm going to share. So I met so many people at PodFest that I'd only ever met like this through Zoom. So obviously they only saw me from like at the most waist up. I'm like, okay, you guys know me, right? Everybody kept saying to me as we finally meet in person, I had no idea how tall you are. Oh my gosh, you're so tall. I'm 5'11". It's who I am. I didn't even think about it because I've actually been 5'11 since I was in seventh grade.
Oh, wow.
So my story is from seventh grade. And, you know, I was dealing with a lot of health issues at the time. I wasn't in school a lot, but one of the days I was walking during class. So nobody was really on campus outside of class. And I was walking up to the office and I was stopped by a woman. And she asked me, do you know where room 203 is? And I was like, I don't know where that is. I'm sorry. And she goes, well, aren't you a teacher? Do you not know where everything is on this campus? And I looked at her and went, I'm not a teacher. I'm in seventh grade.
Oh, my gosh.
So it was, I tell that all the time because being this tall from a very young age, it's always been a part of my story, something I've kind of had to own. And so I was reminded of that funny story when I finally met people in person and they're like, wow, I had no idea how tall you were. So that's my story.
I love it. That's so funny. How did she react? Was she embarrassed? The person asked you?
You know, I think she kind of questioned me at first, but then she took a step back and kind of looked at me and it's like, oh yeah, you're not really dressed like a teacher.
Yeah.
No, I'm not. I'm in shorts and a t-shirt. I don't think that back then teachers didn't wear that. So
I'm thinking that she probably hasn't forgotten that moment. And Jana, I guarantee to this day, there's people talking about you.
Absolutely.
Sure. Remember that girl?
Do you remember that time?
Nothing's okay. Worse than a wardrobe malfunction.
I know. And I've been on stage my whole life, but I'm like, I keep trying to remember any major snafus with wardrobe. And I think of my former dance students that I had, but I can't come up with my own. Like, there's got to be stuff. But anyways, the story I have in mind that I'll share today. So for anyone that doesn't know, some of you that know me already know, I'm single, 53 and single. Kind of not really, like, not actively trying to date, but, you know, if it happens, whatever, right? So, and for other people that don't know, I love my storytelling business, but it's all about being revolving around my life. And those of you that don't know, I like doing Instacart, which means grocery delivery service for other people. I actually shop for the people. I love going and doing it. It grounds me. It's fun. Anywho, so I'm in the grocery store a lot, and I have some of those stories. This happens to be one of them. So I know almost everyone in this one main store. It's a Fry's up in Sierra Vista, Arizona. And I am really paying attention. I'm very focused on getting the items on the list and just whatever. And this younger gentleman that I know, and I've said hi to him quite a few times, and he works for the Frito-Lay vendor, right? So he stocks the potato chips and so forth. And he kind of came up to me at the end of one of the aisles, and I said, oh, hi. And I'm still busy. And then he said, are you married? I was so taken aback. I was like, I kind of forgot for a moment whether or not I was. And I was like, no. And then I went back to doing my thing. And then he caught me a few minutes later and he said, well, are you dating? And I'm like, well, I mean, I'm open to it, but I didn't mean like him. That wasn't in my head because I'm still focused on what I'm doing. Next thing I know, he catches me at self-checkout and he hands me a piece of paper. Well, I know him enough that I just took the paper and then I looked at it. It was his phone number. I have never done math in my head so freaking fast, y'all. And I said, whoa, whoa, whoa. How old are you? And he said, 22. Oh. 22. Wow. I said, 31 years older than you. He's like, well, if you want, and walked away. Because he goes, I don't care. And then he goes, if you want. And he looked at the piece of paper and walked away. I almost died. I was like, it wasn't a nice kid. But to me, in a way, 3 decades almost wasn't even a compliment. I was like, that's too much.
Oh, yeah. True. I can see where you would go. Yeah. I mean, it's like borderline, like, what's wrong? What's going on here?
Well, everybody thinks I'm younger because I act it right, you know, and whatever. Yeah. So, yeah. But anyway... So what it did for me, I went to, when it comes to business, right? There's sometimes we have clients that we just know are not a good fit, and we have to gracefully set boundaries and say no, you know, and turn them away for the right reasons without negative whatever, right? And so I, in my head, I was able to relate it to that, because then it was a day or two later that I caught up with him and saw him in the store and gracefully said, hey, you know, that's just not for me. You're a great guy, I guess, but you know what? Anyway, so yeah. We had some giggles, though, let me tell you. And everybody still goes, hey, JC, how's Chip Boy? The poor kid. I feel kind of bad, but anyway.
But that's so flattering, you know.
Hey. I guess. I know.
But that's such an important point. Like you said, for me, what I found having 2 podcasts, that sometimes I have to be like really aware of, like, well, maybe you're not the right guest for my podcast, or you can tell when someone has not listened because they give the whole spiel and I'm like, that has nothing to do with what I talk about. So obviously you haven't listened. You're just pitching people. So you have to kind of learn how to respond to things like that.
Yes. Yes, absolutely.
I love that too, because even in what I do, you know, you really have to learn how to listen to your intuition on that. And, you know, read their energy a little bit. Mm-hmm. You know, I can pick up on, you know, being the authentic sales coach. I am not going to work with somebody that's main priority is just about taking people's money.
Right.
You know, and it's really important to me. Like the whole point of my brand and what I teach is about serving and loving on people and how to sell from that space, not, you know, how can I like just close the deal and take their money.
Right.
And so, you know, it's definitely something. And sometimes it's hidden quite well. Wouldn't you agree?
Yeah. Oh yeah.
That's going to be our new thing.
The right questions and kind of tease it out. And I'm just like,
next time you have a client that or wants to be a client, you're like, ooh, then you'll be like, oh, that's JC's Chip Boy. I'll be getting messages from you. JC, I had a Chip Boy. Okay. So let's go back around really quickly, cause I want to shine a light again on what you do and what free type of thing, offer, whatever you have to share today. It doesn't have to be free, y'all, but what offer are you sharing with us today? Jana.
Okay. I just want to, we're doing the same circle. Okay.
Yeah. I just so, going
in the order. So I have brought, you know, as the authentic sales coach, I know a lot of people get really when it comes to sales, right? They get all attached and it gets really hard and a lot of pressure and, you know, there's a lot of internal stuff going on. It's like having kids. It brings up your stuff, you know? And what I created was something that's really helped my clients. And that's called the pre-sales call ritual checklist, so that they are prepared internally as well as externally to really just show up and do their thing and shine their light. And so that's what I brought as a gift.
Oh, I love that.
That's great. Oh. So needed.
Absolutely. Absolutely. All right, Julie.
So as a coach for podcasters, I often talk to people who say I have a million ideas, or I have no idea where to start, or I have no idea if people want to listen to this. So I'm offering a free coaching session for you and I to sit down and work through your idea or list of ideas, talk about why you want to do it, what it would look like for you, how it might work, and even kind of start talking about those first steps to actually launching your idea into a podcast of your own.
Love it. And of course, everybody, if you're just listening, check the show notes, because then you'll find the links so you can find out more about Jana and Julie, how to connect with them, or to get their free offer, of course. And if you're sitting there going, oh my gosh, I have funny stories, JC, I'm going to be on. I want to share my funny stories. I want to sit around and bond with my entrepreneurial sisters. hello, go to cartwheelsandbananapeels.com and you can apply to be a guest right there. Okay. You can just get an invitation for me to be a guest and be a part of the show. And now, if you're also going, but I can't think of any funny stories, then you need to have a conversation with me. Okay. Because I guarantee if we talk for a little bit, I'm going to go, oh my God, that's it. That's one of your stories right there. But don't ever think them. Don't ever think them. Just have fun with it. Yeah. It's just all about having a good time. This is amazing. I'm so excited. Share with all of your friends. Tell every freaking person that you possibly know, because you guys, here's another little thing. I have had guys that have been asking to be on the show. So we are going to have like a little, probably quarterly, I'll have a little special episode that is kind of sitting around the barbecue pit with the guys. And we're going to get some funny stories from them too. So it's going to be a riot. You can tell everybody, you can tell anybody, share it. The more that we do, the bigger this gets for all of us. And I get to shine an even brighter light on these amazing women and men that come sit at my table or barbecue pit. I'm super, super excited to do so. So thank you. Oh my gosh, guys.
You're inviting Chip.
Chip. The Chip boy. Yes.
I couldn't help it. I'm sorry. I know you were wrapping up, but just we're supposed to be laughing. So I thought I can't. Now you stepped into it. What can I say?
I know.
You can hear the chip bag rustling in the background.
Oh my gosh.
Oh my God. You guys, my friends that are up there that are my friends at the store, they're going to die when they hear this episode. Oh, I can't breathe. This is too fun. Okay. Woo! So you guys, make sure this is just the beginning. We are just in the beginning stages of Cartwheels and Banana Peels. There is so many more funny stories. You truly are invited to sit and be a fly on the wall and listen to this as well as come join us. So jump over to cartwheelsandbananapeels.com and say, hey, I want an invitation. So I will invite you to my kitchen table. Absolutely. This is exciting. And you get to bond with each other.
Yes. You
know? All right. I'm going to get off on a tangent. I'm trying to keep these short for all of us. So anyways, you all have an amazing day. Thank you so much. And we will talk to you soon.